And now let's get some reaction to the election from the other side of the world. Some people in Pakistan have joked for many years that their country is influenced by the three A's, Allah, the Army, and America. Lately, the third A has been committing billions in aid to Pakistan, so there's no surprise that Pakistanis closely followed the midterm vote here, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
How Pakistan is perceived in the power corridors of Washington matters. As a stalwart ally or a lukewarm partner in the battle against global extremism. As the U.S. struggles to find a winning strategy in Afghanistan, it looks to Pakistan for help. One senior Republican on the House Armed Services Committee put it, "I don't think you solve Afghanistan if you don't solve Pakistan. You can't have militants crossing the border into Pakistan, and it's Ali Ali oxen free," he said. Some analysts here believe that a Republican-controlled House of Representatives could impose tougher conditions on aid as a way to pressure Pakistan into clearing its border region of sanctuaries used by al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But perhaps the bigger question looming here is whether Pakistan should hold its own midterm elections. President Asif Ali Zardari's five-year term ends in 2013. However, he's embattled, fighting money laundering charges and the effects of the worst floods in a century that exposed government ineptitude. The opposition is baying for snap elections. But the prime minister shot back this week that he had no intention of dissolving parliament. The country, he said, cannot afford elections now. The leading English newspaper Dawn said today, equally, however, Pakistan can ill afford a government that doesn't govern. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.